Today our scripture reading comes from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. A certain Pharisee named Nicodemus, a member of the Sanhedrin, came to Jesus at night. "Rabbi," he said, "we know you're a teacher come from God, for no one can perform the signs and wonders you do unless by the power of God." Jesus gave Nicodemus this answer: "The truth of the matter is, unless one is born from above, one cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said, "How can an adult be born a second time? I can't go back into my mother's womb to be born again." Jesus replied, "No one can enter God's kingdom without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. So don't be surprised when I tell you that you must be born from above. The wind blows where it will. You hear the sound it makes, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Here ends today's reading. Thanks be to God. Well, I'd like to say, because it's a holiday weekend, I'll be brief, but it's more likely I just don't have a lot to say. But if I start talking on and on, feel free to give me the hook. But as I've said before, I think one of the best things about following the lectionary is that it forces you to grapple with passages that you wouldn't naturally choose, and ones that don't naturally lend themselves to easy sermon material. And for me, this is definitely one of these passages. For starters, let me say, hopefully this isn't too scandalous, I'm not a big fan of the Gospel of John in the first place. It's probably my least favorite of the Gospels, primarily because I find Jesus in the Gospel of John to be very hard to relate to. Jesus in the Gospel of John feels the least human to me of all of the Gospels. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus is quite prone to make very grandiose and incredible claims about the nature of who he is and his relationship to God the Father. So, you know, things like, you know, statements like, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." These types of statements, "I am the vine," a lot of these "I am" statements, which ring certain bells to his audience about, you know, that's the name of God. So because Jesus makes a lot of these claims in this gospel, it's, you know, that's difficult for me. And not only that, but when Jesus isn't making really grand claims about who he is in this gospel, he's often very enigmatic. And he kind of talks or teaches in ways that it's very hard to understand. And oftentimes the thing he says has dual meanings. And this particular passage is a great example of that. So, of course, Nicodemus in this passage comes to Jesus. This interesting character, this Nicodemus, we only see him briefly, but, you know, as we find out, he's from the Sanhedrin, which would be akin to him being like a senator or a representative from Congress. And he comes to Jesus at night, we presume, because he doesn't want anyone to know that he's going to be talking to Jesus. And he basically comes to Jesus and says, "Hey, look, man, I'm a fan. You know, me," and he says, "we." He says, "We know that you couldn't be doing the things you're doing if you weren't from God." And if you notice, Nicodemus doesn't really ask a question. He just says, "We see what you're doing, and we think you're from God, or you wouldn't be able to do this." But it says Jesus answers. Jesus answers him and then says, "Well, you can't see the kingdom of God unless you're born from above." But Jesus answers a question that wasn't really asked there. As I mentioned before, how Jesus uses these things that have dual meaning. When Jesus says this statement about being born from above, the Greek in that word that's translated as "from above," it's the same word for "again." So that's why Nicodemus, if you notice, Nicodemus says, "Well, how can I be born again?" Nicodemus isn't necessarily wrong to hear Jesus is saying "born again," because that word means the same thing. Have you ever been a part of a conversation or overheard a conversation where it feels like there's two conversations going on at one time, where the people aren't talking to each other, and maybe one person has a more valid claim or point of view than the other person, but they're not really seeing eye to eye or hearing each other? That seems to me what's going on here. You know, Nicodemus is trying to, you know, just say some nice things, it seems, and Jesus is, you know, refuting what he assumes that Nicodemus is saying, and saying good things, but they don't seem to be having a real conversation. And that's some of the elements why this is a strange passage to me. But as I say, being forced to grapple with it, I did actually at least discover a way for at least me to get something out of this. And it was by, I found myself as a character in this story, and it's not a character you necessarily think you want to be, but I can relate to Nicodemus in this story. And it's not exactly, I don't know, it's not cool to be the guy who doesn't get stuff. Well, like I said before, that's kind of the theme here, is that I don't know a lot of stuff. And I don't like to think about that very much, and I don't think many people do. But I think it's a useful thing for us to be mindful of and reflect about. And thinking about this actually leads me to thinking about, you know, the concept of privilege. And, you know, this is something we talk about a lot in our culture these days, about privilege and the things, you know, the ways in which some people have privileges and others don't, but also the ways in which privilege blinds us to the experience of a lot of people in the world, or it makes it so that we can't hear what they're saying. I think privilege leads to us having these types of conversations where we're talking to one another, but it's like two conversations are going on at once. And so I know a good deal of the time in my life, obviously, being a straight white male, I naturally, or perhaps unnaturally, but... Yes. Well, amen to that, because I do often. But I didn't, but it wasn't naturally. Inheriting this privilege leads you, one of the things it does is it really does, I believe, blind you to a lot of what's going on in the world. And for me, that's why I think it's so useful to always try to be mindful of the ways, anytime I'm confronted with something that doesn't strike me as natural or not right, I think I need to be mindful and ask myself, am I Nicodemus in this story? Am I the guy who doesn't get it? Because I know a lot of my life I've been that guy, and I was completely ignorant of it. And so, thankfully, the lectionary forces me and forces us to deal with passages like this, and I think there are things we can learn from all of these. And I certainly know that I've learned from many of you, and I know I've learned in my life there's a variety of ways in which I've learned how I'm Nicodemus, and I'm probably Nicodemus every day. And I at the least I can ask is that I can be aware of it, and it is my prayer that we all will try to be mindful and aware of the ways in which we are Nicodemus in the world, and pray that the Nicodemuses of the world will truly be born from above and be born again and be aware that we have this identity, and to be open to learning of the ways in which we are wrong and misguided. May it be so.